From Felipe's Restaurant in downtown Los Angeles, home of the original French dip sandwich, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And from NPR New York in the other big Super Tuesday state, I'm Madeline Brand, and there is a lot of election news today.
Which we are pretty much not covering.
Because it's NPR policy.
And even so, it does make some sense. The idea is we don't want to influence anyone's vote. We're not suggesting that present political company would stoop to these tactics, but suppose some campaign raises outlandish charges at the last minute. If we reported that, it might change things unfairly.
Even responsible reporting might persuade voters, say, a big discussion about one candidate's stand on some issue. So no politicking today and no results reported by NPR for any state until all the precincts there have closed.
So, other things, maybe news from page B3.
In Washington at the National Press Club, a panel will discuss the current state of the in-flight communications market.
Oh boy, and in Washington, the Lincoln Memorial remains open for business.
And at the Boston Opera House tonight, the premiere of a revival of the beloved musical My Fair Lady.
I could have danced all night.
Even revivals can have premieres.
And a personal favorite of mine every day right before the show, the Associated Press moves a report on Midwest egg prices. It always moves as an urgent because ag news really does matter in a lot of places. And it is always pretty much the same news. So here it is for today. Trade sentiment mostly steady Tuesday. Sales delivered to volume buyers unchanged on all sizes. Okay, Madeline, that's enough fun to begin the day. We can't talk about campaigns, but we can talk about issues. We can do that. And it's one of the reasons that we've come to Felipe's in downtown Los Angeles here. This restaurant gets a great cross-section of people, and we wanted to talk to some of them over the last couple of days about the issues, about why people are voting in this presidential primary. Here's a young woman, a county worker named Nicole Wright.
For me, it's healthcare and the war. Healthcare because I'm a social worker. I work with children who are born without prenatal care. So I think it's kind of sad that we're one of the highest industrialized nations, yet we don't have a national healthcare. And I think that we're spending too much time in a country that we shouldn't be in.
That's Felipe's patron, Nicole Wright, also waiting in line. Don Brostoff, his big issue, not healthcare, not the economy, or not exactly.
To me, the deficit is a very big problem that needs to be taken care of immediately. I think that we can see what's happening today as a result of that not being handled properly.
That's Don Brostoff at Felipe's in Los Angeles. And Madeline, what are you hearing there in New York?
Well, Alex, we headed down to Wall Street to get a sense of what's on the mind of some New Yorkers. We spoke with Louis Jerome. He's a real estate investor with more than just property on the brain.
My issue, although right now it's, most people are concerned with the economy, me personally, I was always concerned with national security. That, to me, is the most important aspect, and that's really what really may be driving my vote at the end of the day.
That's Louis Jerome, who works down on Wall Street. Amy Koop works at a marketing firm. She says she's thinking about her pocketbook.
Being a single person, I'm not your typical, probably don't have the same kind of family-oriented issues. But yeah, I guess I would say the economy in Iraq.
That was Amy Koop outside the New York Stock Exchange. We also caught up with an interior designer, Wesley Moon, who's making us all look bad. He's in the area to meet with his accountant to get started on his taxes.
Well, I'm very interested in how we're going to get out of Iraq, gay rights and general civil rights.
That's Wesley Moon on his way to see his accountant. Finally, we spoke with expat and first-time voter Roy Staines. His biggest concern is...
Definitely the war. You know, I mean, America has been in war ever since the Revolution. You know, forget the two world wars. I mean, that was a world war, but it always seems to be going to war. I mean, this Iraqi business is I'm dead against.
Okay, Madeline, a couple of more people from here in Los Angeles. Actually, this first one is a visitor from Colorado. Her name's Melissa Baumgartner. She was in town visiting. She stopped by Felipe's, and she said her big issue was with Congress.
I would like to tell them that I'll vote for them. We'll trade. You get something done in Congress, and I'll vote.
And right behind Melissa Baumgartner in line, there's an older couple. They tell me they're Dora and Larry Kasouras. And I figure they've been coming here a long time, probably since they got married.
Well, before that.
Since you were dating.
Dating 52 years ago.
Wow. Larry's wife, Dora, says their biggest issue is not the economy or health care or immigration. It's the war.
I have a grandson in the Marines, so we want the troops to come back. That's my important.
That must worry you a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't tell his dad until the 2 months were up. They gave him 2 months to make up their mind. After the 2 months, then he told his dad, too late, he's in there.
Larry and Dora Casoras, longtime Felipe's fans, and like most of the people we met here, Democrats.